Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled, How to Build Self-Esteem in Teens and Adults with a History of Abuse. Our primary intent for this Home Study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with self-esteem. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc. as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to the question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as cognitive restructuring, the pathological critic, responding to the critic, clouding the critic, probing, obstacles to change, affirming self-worth, the danger of external disconfirmation, addressing feelings of disempowerment, low self-esteem, depression and anxiety, and encouraging commitment. So let's get started. Regarding building self-esteem in teens and adults, I find a key factor to evaluate is the self-critical network of the client. On the rest of this track, we will discuss a guide to assessing your client's self-critical network. This guide will cover 5 areas of assessment. These 5 areas are pathological practices, ownership of self-critical behaviors, the client's purposes, problematic situations, and historical influences. As you listen to this track, you might consider using it as a checklist for the client you are treating and as a guide or perhaps a supplement to your assessment of your client. The following track will provide you with an intervention regarding cognitive restructuring to raise your teen or adult's self-esteem. The first area of assessment is to assess pathological practices. To do so, simply assess the precise nature of the destructive self-critical practices that the client is employing. Do so in such a way that not only can you learn their nature, but the client becomes acutely aware of what he or she is doing. In addition to standard interviewing techniques, having the client self-monitor, interviewing him or her in the role of the self-critic, and logically reconstructing the nature of self-critical acts from their effects, all represent effective ways to obtain this information. The second area of assessment is to assess ownership of critical behavior. This can be done by assessing the degree to which clients fully recognize that they are the perpetrators of self-critical actions. Do they recognize this, or do they experience the behavior as somehow inflicted on them by sources that seem beyond their control? For example, a client may make the statement that his or her critic won't leave him or her alone. To change, would you agree that clients must ultimately assume a position of recognized personal authorship and control over self-critical actions? In addition to assessing pathological practices and ownership of self-critical behavior, the third area of assessment is to assess the client's purposes. I find it productive to assess what the client is attempting to accomplish with his or her self-critical behavior. Is it self-improvement, atonement for past misdeeds, the achievement of safety from the dreaded reproaches of others, or other objectives? As you already know, pathological practices are usually only marginally successful at achieving their intended purposes, and they always achieve them at grave personal costs. Thus, I find that knowledge of these existing motivations may be used to interest the client in far more effective and less costly ways of securing their purposes. The fourth area of assessment is to assess problematic situations. You might consider determining those situations in which clients seem most prone to engage in self-criticism. Do they experience particular difficulties on reception of criticism from others, the mere presence of impressing others, personal failures or setbacks, stressful situations in general, and/or losses of control in personally sensitive areas? Again, I find it helpful to make sure that the client is as aware of these troublesome situations as I am. Would you agree that by being sensitized to their customary self-critical reactions, clients are thereby better able to recognize these danger situations when they occur and to avoid falling into their previous automatic response patterns? In addition to assessing problematic situations, the final area of assessment we will discuss is assessing historical influences. Were degrading labels attributed to them and their families, resulting in a lasting acceptance of such labels and a tendency to attribute them unquestioningly to self? Were present modalities of self-criticism, such as perfectionism, modeled in the family of origin, again leading to reflective acceptance of them as the only way to think? Also, wouldn't you be sure to assess especially historical factors that heuristically suggest useful therapeutic interventions in the present? Think of your client. How might you evaluate your client's self-criticism after such an assessment? Is your client's self-criticism pathological? On this track, we have discussed a guide to assessment. This guide covered five areas of assessment. These five areas are pathological practices, ownership of self-critical behaviors, the client's purposes, problematic situations, and historical influences. On the next track, we will discuss cognitive restructuring for self-esteem. Three methods for cognitive restructuring for self-esteem are self-reproach evaluations, personifying the critic, and introducing the healthy voice. Question 1. What are five areas of assessment when dealing with a client with low self-esteem?